now translate the sentence. 这种材料是富有弹性的，如图所示。The material is elastic, as shown in the figure. The material is elastic, as shown in the figure. 那么同学们发现在 shown 之前省略带了一个谓动词，这个时候就不能把 as 换成 which。 如果用 which， 我们必须把这里的被动词补充上去。 The material is elastic as of which is shown in the figure. Which is shown in the figure. 那么这种情况下，如果运用 as， 被动词能省则省略。所以同学们务必要注意 as 和 which 所引导非限定语从句它们最大的区别。OK, now move back to our text. During the rush hour, one evening, two cars collided, and both drivers began to argue. So, we know, both drivers began to argue because of their car's collision. 因为两车相撞，所以这两名司机呢开始争吵起来。During the rush hour, 上下班高峰期，The woman immediately behind the two cars happened to be a loner. In fact, that is say, it happened that the woman behind the two cars was a loner. 无巧不成书。所发生的事情恰恰是什么样的呢？紧跟在两车之后的那位女士是一个初学开车的人。好，请大家注意 ,happened to.恰巧 For example, I happen to hear the news. 我恰巧听说了这个消息。我们常用的句结构 happen to do 会用于 it happened that. 很凑巧，我是昨天听说了这事儿。It happened that I heard about it the day before yesterday. Are you quite clear?The learner suddenly got into a panic, let's say. 这位女士突然陷入到恐慌当中。She didn't know what to do at that very moment. 那么就在这关键的时刻，她不知道该怎么办了。She stopped her car. This made the driver following her brake hard, I should say. The collision set up a chain of reactions.那么两车相撞这事儿导致连锁的反应。The woman stopped her car, and the driver behind her also stopped the car suddenly. This made the driver following her, 现在分词做定语修饰 the driver. Let's say, this made the driver who was following her brake hard.这使得紧紧尾随这位女士其后的这位司机也突然踩刹车。His wife was sitting beside him, holding a large cake. 而他的妻子正坐在旁边，双手举着一大蛋糕。As she was thrown forward because of the force, 因为这强烈的力量，她被突然的向前甩去。The cake went right through the window screen. Right, 副词做状语。Let's say straight. The cake went straight through the windscreen. 那么这个蛋糕呢，径直的从挡风玻璃飞了出去 ，and landed on the road. Seeing a cake flying through the air, a lorry driver who was drawing up alongside the car pulled up all of a sudden. A lorry driver. 主句的主语。它是所发出动作 C 的逻辑主语，所以既然是逻辑上的主谓关系，所以采用了现在分词 seeing a cake flying through the air， 看到一大蛋糕从空中飞过。 A lorry driver who was drawing up alongside the car， drawing up draw up 相当于主句的 pull up， 二者都可以表示停车。正靠着车边停车的这位司机突然把车急停下来。Pull up, all of a sudden means suddenly. That is a, the lorry driver who was drawing up alongside the car slowly. But as soon as he saw a big cake flying through the air, he pulled up the car all of a sudden. What was worse?The lorry was loaded with empty beer bottles. Was filled with empty beer bottles. 更糟糕的是这个卡车上还装着许多空啤酒瓶。A hundreds of them slid off the back of the vehicle. The vehicle refers to the lorry, the truck. 那么这里的 vehicle, 机械车辆、机动车辆主要是指 lorry 这辆卡车了。上百只空啤酒瓶从卡车的后面滑落下来 and onto the road. So you can imagine the consequence. 同学们可以设想一下这个结果了。This led to yet another angry argument. Lead to means cause, result in, set up. 那么这又导致另外一场生气的愤怒的争吵。Meanwhile,The traffic piled up behind. Meanwhile, it means at the same time, at the same moment, in the meantime. 那么这几个短语表示与此同时。The traffic piled up behind. 后面的车辆排成了长龙。It took the police nearly an hour to get the traffic on the move again. Get the traffic on the move.介词 on 和名词搭配，它所表达的概念表示处于某种状态或某种动作正在进行之中。So, on the move means move from place to place, 在移动当中。Get the traffic on the move, 使得车辆又开动起来，花了警察将近一个小时的时间才使交通运输正常运作。好，请同学们试着翻译如下的短语。On the rise, 正在上升。On the boil, 正在沸腾。On the go, 正在忙碌之中。On the watch, 正在监视。On the turn, 正在转变中。On the run, 正在逃跑之中。那么如何翻译正在飞行中呢？On the fly, yeah. 那么正在增加 On the increase. 正在减少 On the decrease. Got it? We have got a lot of such phrases. In the meantime, and meanwhile, the lorry driver had to sweep up hundreds of broken bottles. We know hundreds of bottles slid off the back of the vehicle, and all of them had been broken to pieces.So, the lorry driver had to sweep up the broken bottles. Only two stray dogs benefited from all this confusion. Only two stray dogs gained advantage from all this confusion. 那么只有两只离家出走的离群的狗可以说是从这次混乱当中受益匪浅了。Benefit from...从什么中得益 For example, you benefit a lot from your reading. 你会从阅读当中受益匪浅。Why? For they greatly devoured what was left of the cake. That is, they greatly ate the remains of the cake. 因为他们狼吞虎咽地吞噬着剩下的蛋糕。It was just one of those days. 那么这也就是事事不顺心的那么一天。So, the third paragraph is a typical example to show a day to remember when everything goes wrong. 那么第三自然段 是作者所列举的一个典型的事例，说明了难忘的一天，在这难忘的一天里，事事都不如意。 I should say, if a day goes alright, maybe you forget about it very easily. But if a day goes wrong, you will remember it. Don't you think so? Not so much for the text.